Adrian Bosman is a South African who runs a restaurant just a mile from the scene of the kidnapping. Today he told me he'd seen a man acting oddly in the square just outside his restaurant, and that Portuguese detectives later showed him a sketch of a suspect who looked strikingly similar.
It was a person just under 6 foot, well, 172, so a couple of centimetres under 6 foot, and he was tanned, not very strongly built, medium sort of built, and he had a white dirty pants, white dirty trousers or pants, and a dark blue duffy type or a thick jacket.
He seemed a little out of place.
He was out of place, absolutely. That's how I summed it up. He was definitely out of place. That's why I remembered it, because he was out of place.
He might have actually been in this booth making these phone calls.
Yes, and up and down, yeah. That's where I saw the guy that they described to me that I saw in the picture. That's what I saw.
But immediate neighbours, including some British residents, have not been shown the photo fit and are expressing mounting frustration with the police.
You can't get any further if you don't distribute, can you?
I haven't seen a policeman since it happened. I haven't seen a policeman around here at all. All the time it's been going on, I haven't seen one.
Of course, the deeply frustrating question is this. If only the police could release a sketch of the... ...scene in this area, might it not generate new witnesses and fresh clues? With the police unable or unwilling to publicise the picture, bizarrely we're having to rely on our own interviews with possible witnesses. To remind you, Adrian Bosman says the man was under 6 feet in height, with tan skin, medium to slender in build, and wearing white trousers and a dark blue jacket. Madeline's parents, Jerry and Kate, continue to stay in the resort, caring for their twins. They're being kept informed by specialist family liaison officers, and everyone here is still clinging to hope. We are channeling all of our emotions and all of our efforts into the steps that are being taken to secure Madeline's safe return. We continue to remain positive, and we thank the media for their ongoing support in publicising the search for Madeline. With the Portuguese now conducting one of the largest search operations ever seen in the Algarve, several senior British detectives are assisting behind the scenes, including experts in child abduction cases and in criminal profiling. Robert Moore, ITV News, on the Algarve.